The story so far. The first half of 2019 was a time of reflection at Karmacholink as we considered how to create a strong operational model and a safe container for everyone in the Karmacholink family. In the second half of the year, we continued efforts to care for our building and land. As the spring mud turned into summer green, we raised lungta, raised tents and welcomed in a succession of retreats. Looking ahead, some of you connect with Karmacholink as practitioners devoted to the Shambhala lineage. Others met the Buddha Dharma here and sparked further exploration. Many of you have come because of practices such as Kyudo, Qigong, Family Camp, or our numerous other public programs. Regardless of how your heart connects to Karmacholink, we're inviting you to follow that heart, home, in 2020. Everyone can agree that a half-century providing a seat for the Dharma and a sanctuary for the Sangha is an auspicious achievement. We aim to celebrate that golden milestone all year long. In Part 3, we'll offer a small taste of what's in store for 2020, our 50th anniversary year. If you feel inspired, consider becoming a patron of our Golden Anniversary Week, the 23rd of June to the 28th, 2020. So we can open our doors as wide as possible to the Sangha and community. No amount is too small to help. Whether it is $15 or $15,000, your generosity plays a pivotal role in supporting the extended community that calls KCL home. As a special thank you, we've designed a special pin to honor your offering. Asterisk: if you missed part 1 of the year in review, you can read it here. Creating a safe space. Several readers have asked for more information on our code of conduct policies. Karmacholink maintains a comprehensive set of policies that apply to all retreat participants. These include a code of conduct, recently revised, for in-house staff, residents, volunteers, guest staff, MIS, and visiting teachers. A participant code of conduct signed by program participants at registration. Specialized participant, parent, teacher, and staff codes for youth and family programs. In addition, we also offer a thorough safety, care, and conduct orientation at the beginning of each program. A casing on duty code during all programs, trained in first aid, safety, and emotional support. Resources for directors, MIS, and staff regarding trauma-informed mindfulness practices. Ongoing safety training for staff and volunteers. An inclusivity warrior, IW, that participants may reach out to for support. One project slated for the near future is gathering all our care and conduct documents onto one webpage for your reference. Stay tuned!